while I was sitting here thinking about all of the pain and suffering going on in the Middle East, Christians dying, Jews being killed in Florida in the United States, Jews being assaulted in France, in Germany, in Belgium, and other places in the European Union. And I started to think about how many Christian pastors are really talking about this. And, you know, I comb the internet. That's part of my responsibilities, to be able to connect the dots between the headlines and the Bible. I have to comb different news sources, and I have my own sources that are very reliable that I go to. And other than just really a handful, I can count on one hand how many pastors are really talking about this and bringing this to the attention of their congregations, and what this wholesale slaughter of Christians means, biblically, what it means, what God has had to say about it. And the Jews being forced out of Europe back to Israel, and the Jews being under assault in just about every quarter in the world now. And, you know, we know that the Lord's using that to push them back into Israel. And the fulfillment of Ezekiel chapters 36 and 37 are happening as we speak. But back to my main thought, Christian pastors aren't even talking about it. And, you know, shame on them for not loving God and His Word enough to tell the people the truth and to alert God's people for what's on the horizon and what's coming down the street at about 100 miles an hour toward us. Shame on them for keeping their flocks in the dark. I mean, I could go to YouTube and Pastor Begley, Pastor JD, Pastor Jack Hibbs out of Calvary Chapel Chino, and there are some others, but I mean, I don't think I could name 10 in my centers of influence that are really doing a great job alerting their congregations to what's going on in the world and what does God have to say about it. And it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. You know, the church, under some of these pastors, under the majority of the pastors in the church today in America, the church is dead. And it really, really is a big concern. And that's why I'm speaking out about it in this audio. We need to pray for these pastors, that God will use circumstances in their lives to get them to look to Him, to get on their knees and beg God for His forgiveness for not preaching the Word, being in season, preaching it in and out of season, and doing what Paul said, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we need to pray for these pastors that have grown cold and dead and approach being a pastor like it's a full-time business vocation. It's a calling from God. You're not going to work every day punching a time clock. You're going into God's house, studying His Word, bringing the truth to the people that are depending on you. This isn't a job, it's a calling. And you need to get with it And you need to pull your head out of the sand and start talking about the truth. This is Bro Steph. And I wanted to leave this with you. You know, maybe you'll share this. I'd like to encourage you to share this with pastors that you know. Maybe it'll get them to start thinking. What's going on around the world needs to be talked about right from our pulpits. And we need to alert the Christians to what's happening around them. Why? So we can pray intelligently for the needs that are around the world that our brothers and sisters have who are being slaughtered, and for our Jewish brethren who are suffering now. And so we can effectively ask God to help people in an intelligent way. So this is Bro Steph. If you haven't checked out our blog, go to brosteph.org. Join the conversation at Facebook. Facebook.com/groups/BroSteph. And I hope you do share this with people. God bless you as you live out your faith and keep looking up, because Yeshua, our Messiah, is coming back soon.